Hello.
Hi. How
Hi.
are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. What's going on?
Not much. Just sitting here. What's up with you?
Same, same, chilling. You
Chilling like a
know.
villain. Call me McMillan.
Yep, exactly.
Got me caught up in
Ooh.
my feeling.
So I was just
What is it
like,
you dealing?
what?
I'm rapping.
What is
Bar.
this? What is this performance that I was just
How I express myself,
passing?
Dad. It's not a phase. It's who I am.
So, a new favorite song, Dad, take me to Hot Topic. Gosh, I feel like we've talked about Hot Topic a few times in our teenage years.
In our
When we used
teenage
to,
years. Oh,
like,
yeah, we
when we
talked
used
about
to
it when
get.
we were teens. Oh, 100%. I
Yeah,
still talk about it now. Fucking love Hot Topic.
I haven't been in such a long time. I hope they're doing okay.
I mean, when I got your Funko Pops from Hot Topic, they had a
Oh,
sale.
there you go.
Buy two, get one free.
Oh yeah, and then you said you kept the free one.
Yep, Kevin Richardson, baby. Listen, I was looking for it to be a gift with someone else, but there was like none that I was like, people would be interested in.
So mine was just like kind of like I'll just get these just so I can get this. It wasn't really like a
No, it was like
selfless
I
gift.
typed the Tahani one into Google and I saw that they had it at Hot Topic. And I was like, oh, I also have a gift card so I can buy Keith even more things. And then I saw buy two, get one free. And then I saw the Sarah Sanderson one and I was like, oh, let me see if there's a third one for him. And there was literally none. They didn't even have any of the other Sanderson sisters. It was just her.
It looks nice. It's on my shelf. It's cute.
Oh, yay.
I've utilized all of your gifts.
I thought you were gonna. I've utilized all of you. Oh,
Ooh, boo,
bow.
boo. So, welcome everyone to episode 2 of season 2.
I was like,
Do.
which one was this? 24? Just kidding. It's another season.
We flip the script and we're starting over the numbers, baby.
Good, because I was losing track.
And we got new cover art, so I hope everyone enjoys that.
Oh, yes. And it
It's
was,
brilliant.
God, it just always brings me back to our cabaret.
I'm just the chaos that was on the stage
Like,
that
literally, that was a live episode of our podcast, if you really think about
night.
it.
Yeah. Oh no, seriously. I found a page of the script of our like pattern stuff. I was cleaning out my desk. I was like, here it is. And then remember like the first night or the first weekend was canceled or something. We found out like that day. Remember? Yeah, remember they had to like move the show. Like they had to cancel one of our nights and we moved it to like the next weekend or something because someone had like a death in the fam, like in the band.
Oh, yeah.
That's
It's ringing a bell now.
why Matt played piano for us.
So it was Alyssa.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Alyssa played one night, Matt played the second.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember when like Neil started laughing in the middle of something and I told him to like shut up on stage or something?
You were like, yeah, keep laughing, Neil. I was like, whoa.
Hey, it was funny.
It was. So
It was funny.
everyone should keep an eye out for later this season. We'll do a live reaction rewatch
Oh
of
my
our
God, one of our
cabaret.
drink-alongs.
Yeah. Oh,
We should do
yeah.
a drink-along to the cabaret.
Right.
And it's short enough we wouldn't have to edit it. We could just watch the whole thing through.
Right, and since it's short, we should do it with like shots instead of sips of beer.
I mean,
Hey.
I'll do mine with gulps because a shot is. I'm gonna be feeling it after one. I'm gonna be. No, and on top of it too. Ooh, it's short enough we could put the entire thing on our Patreon, and people could actually watch an entire thing and play along with us. Just saying, just throwing that out there.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be live, I don't think.
Oh, it wouldn't be live, but. They could sync them up and press play at the same time.
Well, I just want to give a shout out to our number one fan, Christine.
Christine, she reigns supreme.
Exactly. She is all caught up on our podcast all the way up to last week. So just we give you a special hoots.
Giving you a little toots.
Giving you a little toots shout out, Christine.
Toots from the hoots.
Toots from the hoots. Thanks for being our numero uno.
That's our new segment. You get a toots from the hoots.
Oh yeah, if we're like praising something. Write it down. I'm gonna write it down so we don't forget.
Put it on the Google Doc.
No, I physically write things. It makes you remember things better. It does. Okay. It's science.
It does. It's science.
It is. I forgot it already. Toots from the hoots. What was it? Toots from the hoots. Toots. That was it, right?
Yeah, toots from the hoots. Stop. You get a toots from the hoots.
Yeah, it's like toot or boot. That's like boots from the hoots. That's like hard to say for some reason.
Boots from the hoots?
Yes.
Boots from the hoots.
Poos and boots. That's we don't like it.
Hoots and boots. Hoots and boots.
The prequel story no one wanted.
But we gave it to them anyways.
Coming to select MJR fall 2023.
But you can only watch the movie if you do the... But it's more than a show. The good times are.
If not, you're just ripped out.
You're ripped out of your seat.
From like from cosplayers dressed as Puss in Boots. We hire Brooke and all her friends to do it.
Oh my God.
For our workers. Everyone.
And they enter with Puss in cats. Boots. Cats. Weird. Cats.
Every employee is in Puss in Boots cosplay. They're all Brooke's best friends.
Oh my. This is going to happen, folks.
We're putting it out into the universe.
Manifesting this.
Oh my God.
What's on your vision board? Well
Hoots and Boots number Hoots. Who knows?
The live musical extravaganza coming to an MJR.
Fall. Maybe. No promises. I'm just trying to picture like the promotional poster of it too. Like you and I like.
Oh, but it's the cat. It's the cat. We're hanging like the cats and the Cat in the Hat thing.
Oh,
hanging there,
like balancing on the ball.
No, we're hanging in there.
Oh yeah, like hanging on that wire, like hanging the there, cat baby, with a little hat on,
with boots and a hat on, boots and cats and boots and cats. We could beatbox.
All right. I got it written down. We'll get into that later.
Did you get all of the detail?
Mm-hmm. And pages.
Maybe if we put it on TikTok, like it'll get picked up and they'll make you a musical.
It gets flagged.
It's like Ratatouille 2.0. Who ate Remy?
It was Puss in Boots. Isn't there actually a prequel story? It was just Puss in Boots.
Yeah, Antonio Banderas, he goes through and he talks about that. And that's how like he can connect the cinematic universes.
Wait a minute. Have you seen it?
I've seen it when it was on TV, so like a little bit.
Was it good?
I mean, it was good.
I don't even think
it was no Shrek.
I don't even think I saw Shrek 4. Or is it 5?
I don't know. After the first one, they all like are still a fever dream to me. You know what I mean? Why are there like so I still many? Can't separate them.
Why? And Mike Myers voiced all of them.
Yeah, like he didn't do. Have you seen him since? He didn't have to do anything after those movies.
Oh, no, the royalties he for said. Shrek alone.
Right? Where's Eddie Murphy? you ain't seen him either. Oh, Cameron no. Diaz, you she got married and you haven't heard a peep.
They're like Shrek royalties.
Literally. And then that Shrek the musical. And that, like, which is hands down still one of my favorite musicals.
Shrek royalties, the musical. No, I know how much you love Shrek the musical.
It's just so good.
It is. It's good.
I love a musical that knows it's absurd.
Right. It can recognize that.
And it openly, like, stole from other musicals because they knew how absurd it was.
Kind of like Book of Mormon.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Which I don't think I've actually still seen all the way through.
Oh my gosh. I've seen it 3 times. Oh, and the second and third time was the summer before junior year, I think. And Fred, I don't know the logistics, but it was like friends with someone who worked at the Detroit Opera House. And Fred was able to get us all like tickets and like a ticket and a plus one. So I went the first time. Yeah, he emailed us all about it. I'm like, were you not CC'd on that email?
What year was this?
I honestly feel like it was going into junior year. So like 2014? Summer of 2014?
I was doing was it after Pinkalicious or any of those?
No, it was before. It was after Freckleface, but before Pinkalicious.
Oh, I didn't hear anything about that.
Oh, well, I got to scam because I saw it the first time, and then the second time, Joey saw it, and I was like, I'm gonna be your plus one, so I saw it twice.
Scamming.
It's just scamming. You get to see it twice. And they were like pretty good seats too. It's really good. So on tonight's episode, we're going to dive in to the new Lana song. And we're going to get into the absurdity and childhood nostalgia of cartoons.
Oh, love a good cartoon.
Quirky. I know. Me too. So
quirky.
So let me introduce.
Hold on.
What, did you forget your tagline?
No. I had to plug in my laptop and now I'm running back into my room. Okay. 3, 2, 1 and go. I'm ready for my entrance.
Now, may I introduce, sauntering in from stage right, giving the audience everything they didn't know they needed, Stacy.
Sugar, spice, and everything nice. But Professor Utonium accidentally added a little extra ingredient to the concoction. Chemical stack.
That's a chemical we all need in our lives.
And it's give you a chemical reaction.
It's on the FDA approval list, honey.
I've been greenlit.
God.
Now, I have to introduce, coming in from stage left, the one who all makes us laugh, makes us feel joy, gives us those jokes, those corny jokes that land every time. And you know what he makes us really have? Imagination. Keith again!
We're tiny. We're toony. We're both a little loony. We're two hoots and a holler.
Love it!
Yeah, coming at y'all. Checking in. Checking out how everyone's January is going. I sound like a radio host again.
You do. Like, where did we...
I'm like, this is Traffic on the 9. Hope you're having a good Thursday morning in Los Angeles.
You had the best setup, but you did not. You just ran right past.
What's that up?
Just past 9, and we're feeling fine this morning on 38.9.
Oh, I had the best setup. Did it rhyme it with crying. Oh my god, I'm so sorry.
Listen, take what you can get, right?
Right. I mean, beggars can't be choosers. That's what I always say.
Any loozle. What's been going on in your life since we last chatted on the
phone? Well, here we are, halfway through January. Are we more...
Why am I so terrified of what you're going to say? Like, are you okay?
Are we more the wiser? I don't know, but let's hope to make it through this year successfully.
What the fuck are you doing?
I'm like reading a Ouija board.
Oh my god.
So anyway, if 2020, here's my outlook. Ready? If 2020 was rock bottom, we have nowhere to go but up, right?
Exactly.
So, that's how I feel. And I told you I'm going to get the first round of the vaccine.
Yes!
Yeah, so since our office is affiliated with a prominent like hospital system in the Detroit metro area, our office was... offered to get the vaccine, so I'm gonna do that tomorrow morning. So I'll let you know how that goes.
Yeah, so you'll have to touch base on that and see where you are next week on the pod.
I know, check in. Little bit older, a little bit wiser.
Oh, how much do I have to pay you to never say that phrase ever again?
Also, I'm so mega still on my fucking Shark Tank bullshit. I watch it almost every day. There's like, you know how some of the seasons...
How many seasons?
I'm at like halfway through with season 6, but seasons like 4, 5, and 6 have like 30 episodes. So I probably watch like close to 100 episodes.
Oh.
It's really good.
Would you invest? Like, what's the most recent one you would have invested in?
I didn't know Scrub Daddy was on Shark Tank.
Yeah, Scrub Daddy was like one of the first like big ones.
Yeah, and also I had no idea Squatty Potty was on Shark Tank.
Yeah, dude, Squatty Potty was great.
Do you have one?
No, but I had a friend who did, and man, changed my life.
Really? Do you honestly think that?
Yeah. Dude, a hundo P.
I was like, what if I get one?
That is a Texas size 10-4. Get it.
Why don't you get it? Let's both get it.
I live in an apartment in Brooklyn. My bathroom is already tiny enough.
You're like, I'll sit on a stack.
Another literally, like, it's got to be multi-purposeful if we put it in this apartment. And on top of it, it's another thing for me to dust. No, thank you. Okay.
I'm like quickly canceling my Squatty Potty order I sent to you.
No, you should get it.
I was joking. Like, I bought it for you and I was like, cancel it.
I'll still take it.
I'm going to get one first and then we'll see.
You're going to test it out. We'll review it on the pod.
Right, but not too graphic. That's gross.
Very gross.
People didn't come here for that.
We might get like we might get demonetized or something.
Right. Oh no.
We should do an episode of that where like we find the made for TV things and we use them and we review them.
Oh yeah. There's probably some at like the dollar store.
Oh, Hundo P. Like there's probably the egg cooker one where you like put the eggs in it and you like microwave it or something like that. There's
the Rice-A-Roni instant cooker.
Yeah, we should totally do that. Okay, listeners, if you would love to hear our reviews of pointless made-for-TV products,
reach out.
Please send us an email at the number 2 hoots and a holler. That's the number 2 HOOTZ and a holler at gmail.com.
And may I just say, these emails are starting to like flood in, folks. Crazy. So
we get so many emails we can barely keep the inbox,
but luckily we do. We make it work because we love our fans that much.
We love our fans so much.
But what, before we dive into, you know, our Lana cartoon extraordinaire, what have you been up to lately?
Well, I this weekend got some much needed and much deserved Buffalo Wild Wings, which I haven't had it in years, Keith. At least a year and a half. And it was everything I wanted. I ate all of it. I have no regrets, no remorse. Amazing. The staple. They have like a wing deal now where you can get like a 10-piece wing and fries for like $10.99. It's like a Super Bowl
party pack of like 90 wings. Like, they just like deal.
They look like deal. But this one, it was like 10 boneless wings and fries for $10 for $9.99. And then I got chili queso and I ate it all. I ate it.
Did you cry all. A little bit?
Teared up.
You teared up. It's okay.
It was so good. Oh, it was everything I wanted. And I ate 2 full ranches and I didn't even give a fuck. Also because I only had like a granola bar during the day because I just wasn't hungry. And then I was shopping and I just completely lost track of time. And then I realized, oh, I hadn't eaten much today. Let me eat all of that.
Right.
It was so good.
Been there, girlfriend.
But we used to fuck Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh my God. And then it would fuck our stomachs up.
Yes. So, other than Buffalo Wild Wings this weekend, I got a lot what of stuff done. What day was that? But yes.
Oh, sorry.
Saturday. No, that was Saturday because I also went to Target and spent like 2 hours.
Did you have a nice Friday?
I did have a nice Friday. You know, it was chill. Nice. Just chatted with a bunch of people on the FaceTime and stuff. Cool. So, yeah. And then Sunday didn't do too much. I made some banana cranberry bread that was probably my best banana bread yet. But yesterday I decided to just start saying yes to more things. So I'm on a couple of groups on like meetup.com. Check it out if you haven't. If you need something to do virtually, go check it out. This is not a sponsored ad for them, but check them out.
Well, okay, what is
it? It's meetup.com. So basically it's like people post like groups and things that you can go and do. And that's why I found my Euchre group that I play cards with out here. But I'm part of one group that's like historic tours or like walking tours of New York City. And obviously we can't walk in groups and stuff like that. So they did a virtual tour around Manhattan for Alexander Hamilton's birthday. Because yesterday was his birthday.
Awesome. How fun.
So yeah, he's a historian and he normally does these walking tours and all this stuff, but he did a little PowerPoint and took us through some stuff about Hamilton and took us to and showed us some of the spots for where he frequents. Like he showed us where the spot where his apartment would have been on Wall Street and like all of that. I guess there's like a tavern too that was like one of the first faux meeting places for Congress and stuff before everything was built and just a lot of history that was great. But then the cool part was is that he pulled in music from Hamilton.
Aww.
And it gave it a lot more context to know like about some of these places they were singing about, and those lyrics I like had never paid attention to beforehand. But yeah, it was really cool to get some more context on it, and it was great. And it was just me and a bunch of old people listening to some guy. Oh, yeah, I was bopping the fuck out. And I was in my little papasan, and I had the string lights on behind me. I was so cozy. I had Squish on my lap, and it was a good Monday night. But it was a cool experience, you know? So, yeah, that's what I did.
How many stars?
It was
stars?
A little fun. Out of how many?
12.
Oh, I'd give it 12 and a half. Yeah, I had a good time. I learned a lot, and I got to listen to Hamilton. Yeah. Yeah, it was good.
Good.
Good margins? Is that your business stock from Shark Tank? What is a margin, Keith? How do you
so
get more
margin
of those?
Is like, he was like, I make this for $6, but then I sell it for like $50. He's like, whoa, those are really good margins because like you don't have to pay a lot to make it, but you sell it at a high price.
So would you say the margin is like the amount of money from what it costs to make and what it costs
if
to
you
sell?
If you want to define it in like layman's terms, sure.
Because you're the business expert here.
I know. Thank you. after watching 100 hours of this show.
Oh, Keith, you have watched 100 hours of Sharknado.
Yep.
Let's just put that in perspective. Okay. I'm so proud of you. You, like, have a business degree at this point.
Honestly.
Like, how many hours do you think it would take you to get a business degree?
Probably, like, 100.
Like, how many hours of schooling? Because think about it. You go to class, like, two times a week for, like, what, 2 hours?
I get my MBA.
So, 4 times 52. What's 4 times 52? What's 4 times 52?
208.
So, 208 hours is 1 hour of schooling.
Business.
Look at you. You business.
You're, like, mad that I know a business term. I'm like, okay.
Like, I didn't say I was mad. I'm just surprised.
You're what? Surprised? Did you say surprised?
I call him like a Zian.
I got it right though, so whatever.
Yeah, I'm glad you're learning.
Thank you. I know a lot. So let's dive into this Lana video. All right. So, listeners, our girl Lana Del Rey recently dropped a new song/music video. Called Chemtrails Over the Country Club. And Stacey and I are going to watch it live with you for the first time.
So if you would like to join us in this, pause. Get yourself set up on YouTube. Go type in my girl, Lana Del Rey, and get ready.
Chemtrails Over the Country Club. Official video.
All right. Are you ready?
Grab a glass of Franzia, girl.
It's number 12 on trending. It already has 3.7 million views, and it came out yesterday.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
Oh my god, 429,000 likes and 7,000 dislikes.
Aw, don't hate on Lana.
I know. Those 7,000 people can suck my dick.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh, I'm looking at the comments, and someone posted when Ultraviolence and Lust for Life had a baby.
Oh.
Let's read some other ones without seeing it yet. Not to be dramatic, but this is kind of a masterpiece.
Ooh, okay, I'm ready. I have my dog.
Suddenly I want to buy a wolf t-shirt from Walmart. New Lana song, be like, if you don't accept me at my Leo moon, you don't deserve me at my Cancer sun.
Oh my gosh. You.
All right.
There was an ad. And I already played through it.
Oh, shit. Okay. Ready?
Did you play through the ad?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me when.
3, 2, 1, go.
Rain on me. Okay.
Oh, my God.
So where does this take place in our show?
I think we need to hear the whole thing first before we decide.
It's me late for work.
This is your first dance at your wedding.
Oh, this is the act two opener then? This is me not knowing you're dead yet.
Oh my god, she looks beautiful.
She does. Me late for work. Oh, she's so pretty.
Oh my god, this is so good. That mask, that is not COVID.
No, it's problematic, Lana. I'm just kidding. You're good. Her pearls, beautiful.
Oh my god. And she's painting in the middle of her.
Me.
Milo's very riveted by this as well.
What?
Oh my god.
Is this like Great Gatsby?
Yes.
I'm gonna wear that mask when I get my COVID vaccine tomorrow.
Oh. Oh, this is beautiful.
Yeah, it's...
She's fucking gorgeous. Just Under the chemtrails, over the... You just painted that, Smith. It's not dry yet. Your white clothes are going to be all painted. She's like hugging up. It. Yes. She doesn't seem like the best driver, let's be honest.
No, I feel like...
Why is no one else wearing... Like, where is this mask? It's coming... There's a turkey?
Why does she have a cup just full of glass?
She's, like, making eyes at a dove.
Lana, put your hands on the wheel.
Get Jesus ain't gonna take that from you.
No. Lana, no one's driving. Is that fish okay?
Oh, she's beautiful. What, the wolf?
Is that
what?
Brooke as the wolf?
It is. Like, why is she wear the mask and then not wear the mask? Like, what?
I want to know about... Is she getting a superpower? Oh. No.
Wait, what? You know this is, like, 5 minutes long. We're, like, halfway through it. Is this Wizard of Oz?
Oh, I did not expect this.
All these animals. She's a fucking werewolf. What is this? Is that Jacob Black?
Is this True Blood?
There's the car's on fire now. There's a wolf. She's howling. It's like Thriller, but make it
maybe
indie.
This is when I try to use like a Ouija board to contact you.
Yes, this is actually what brings this spirit to the world that takes me and kills me. Oh my god, they're all wolves now. They're all wolves.
This is
now?
Brooke.
Like Shakira's like, where's my
I
money?
I was thinking
she-wolf.
About that. Lana.
What the fuck? The cars.
Did Lana just... TF into she a just, wolf?
Yes, she's... There's lots of ass now.
Me.
Son and my Leo is food.
Me busting into the window at work to clock in because I'm late.
She's literally just repeating over and over again, my Cancer is sun and my Leo is moon.
Is she okay?
I don't think she is okay. That's you in the bathroom. Rain on the...
After I find out you died, this is me coping with it. Ew.
Yeah, she's like cleaning all the blood. There's a dead bird?
I would cry.
What? Someone's crawling in... Oh, lesbians. What is... Now she's laying in her bed looking at... Oh, what?
Well?
Well...
That's
all right.
Directed by Beth. I was like, good for her.
Wow.
Wow.
Good for her. Wow.
So, what was the symbolism in that?
Leo is her moon and Cancer is her sun.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, she was like, I didn't really pay much attention to the lyrics, and she's a lyrics girl. Right. But, I don't know, maybe like, I mean, Leo is moon and Cancer is sun, and Leo is like ferocious, and she was in the moon and turned into a ferocious animal.
There's a she-wolf in the closet.
Ow! So what do you think?
It was artsy.
Now I understand. Suddenly I want to buy a wolf t-shirt from Walmart.
Right.
Now I get that comment.
Right. I don't know. I want to know what Brooke thought about it, because we always used to joke about wolves, and a few years in a row I got her like a wolf calendar for Christmas, so she would use it every year. So, and she texted me asking if I saw it, so I bet Brooklyn liked it.
Yeah, it probably did. Right. I mean, turning into an animal, like, it makes sense.
Right. She will furry.
Like, what it? I'm trying to find something. What? I don't need weed. This song is enough.
Damn. Seriously. So, I'm glad we could experience that together.
Yeah, no, I'm very interested to watch it again and dive into more of these comments. Right,
the symbolism.
Like, these are interested.
Yeah, I agree.
Just to see.
I know. But.
So we'll see. But that was great. Where would that fall in the musical?
Beginning of act two, where I'm having my first dance, and I still just don't know that you died at the end of act one. And then I like find out, and that's when it turns dark, you know. And yes. You can be one of the wolves
that I come and I speak to you in the dream.
about it.
And I like speak to you in your dreams, but then you like look out longingly outside of your wedding reception and you see a wolf in the forest. You see the eye.
Right, like that's right after someone told me. I just glance out, I see this like glimmer of fucking like emerald diamond like glimmer eyes, and I'm like,
yes.
No.
And then you just feel it deep.
And then I'm like, honey, I have to take a shower. And like the world turns upside down.
And then that's when it starts the sitting on the toilet, smoke upon the mirror. And that's the perfect segue to it. And as you clean yourself off and then you get out of the shower, and that's the song that starts. It's you, it's you, it's all for you. And you keep going on and on, and it's like this.
Oh wow. Because
you're singing about me being
and
dead.
I'm like going through a scrapbook of pictures of you and I, and I'm like ripping them for some reason because I'm so upset. Wow. Write it down. And
wow,
we are going to honor Christine to be a part of our show. She said she wanted to be like a featured extra, but also do stuff like behind the scenes. So,
oh, Hundo P, Christine, whatever your heart desires, you will get. Your wishes are command, 100%, Christine.
Whatever you want to be in the show.
Like, put your name above me in the playbill. I don't care. Like, you deserve it.
Meanwhile, a certain doctor, I'm not going to mention my name. Is trying to be in the show, but no promises.
She's just the wolf consult.
The wolf consult. Can that be in her resume?
Like, I might as well call her Jacob Black.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. You hate it.
I was just trying to think if she would have to, like, do it in person and like do it over like Google Duo or whatever.
It'd be super laggy, so hopefully she could.
You've had this vendetta for Google Duo for like 7 months.
Forever.
It's not
Google Duo can suck my dick.
Well, now that we wrapped up that Lana video, I think we should get on to our main topic.
And what is our main topic, Keith?
Cartoons!
Okay, so, topic of cartoons. I think the first and easiest question we could talk about is, like, it's Saturday morning, you're a small child, what do you turn on first?
Rugrats.
Rugrats?
Yeah.
That was, like, your go-to?
Yeah, I always watched the Rugrats. Audrey and I, it was, like, our show.
Aww.
What about you?
Dude, back in the day, Powerpuff Girls.
I love the Powerpuff Girls. Were you a Cartoon Blossom. Network? Or... That's genius.
Eddie Whistle, what were you gonna?
I want to be, I want to be Buttercup, but I'm probably Bubbles.
Yeah, actually, who am I? I'm him.
Yeah, when I saw you when we hung out, you were walking up my sidewalk. I was like, "Hey, Stacy," and you were like, "Yeah." And I was like, "Okay." I'm him. Him was a good villain, though.
Dude, him was the best villain in the world.
What was the little bratty girl's name with the orange hair who wanted to be one of the Powerpuff Girls? Oh,
and then like, she ended up like turning herself into one of them somehow.
Yeah, was it Princess? Was it just
Princess? I think it was Princess. Was her villain name. Yikes.
Okay.
And then you had the Amoeba Boys, and then you had the Rowdy Rough Boys, which were like those old men. No, you had like the guys who were like the old men who like dressed up as a Powerpuff Girls and like wreaked havoc.
Oh, yeah.
You had
yeah.
the mayor those, of like, Townsville.
Hollow, emptied out suit.
And then you had
Oh yeah, and then the pink fuzzy guy with the shotgun.
Oh yeah, which I swear that they based the guy from Toy Story 3, that pink bear, off of him. He was the bumpkin.
Oh, copyright infringement.
Literally, dude, I loved that show. I had an entire Powerpuff Girls room when I was younger. I loved that. Powerpuff Girls.
Did you watch Ed, Edd n Eddy?
Ed, and Eddy. Yes.
Did you know I thought Double D was a girl because I thought his black hat was like long black hair and for like the really? Longest. Yeah, when I was a kid. I mean, I figured it out like eventually.
Yeah, gender's a social construct anyway. So, like, exactly. Good for you for seeing through the barriers and the lines.
We don't know where Double D is up to now.
Yeah.
Right.
What about another show that, okay, because I think this is very telling too, of like you were, I think you were going to ask, are you a Cartoon Network or Nickelodeon person?
Yeah, or Disney.
See, what kind of, like, I don't remember when I was growing up Disney having a lot of,
did
like.
Did you watch Lilo and Stitch, the series?
Yeah, but not when I was, like, younger. You know what I mean?
What about
like,
Recess? Wasn't Recess on Disney?
Yeah, I wasn't the biggest fan of Recess, to be quite honest.
Because you were a little rebellion child yourself.
No, I swear. Like, I didn't, like, see Disney as, like, an animated series, like,
what
thing.
About,
I
like,
was...
What about, okay, what about, like, Lizzie McGuire, even Stevens?
Oh, Hondo P. Hondo P saw them as that, but I never, like, I never really put Disney with animation. I put them with like the That's So Ravens and all of those shows.
I love That's So Ravens so much.
So good. But cartoon specifically, were you more Cartoon Network or Nickelodeon?
What did I watch the most? Okay, so what else was on Cartoon Network? Like Kids Next Door? Remember that?
I think Codename Kids Next. Yeah, Codename Kids Next Door. That was a good one.
Wait. Now Nickelodeon's flooding back to me. Like, Hey Arnold, loved. Cat Dog, loved. Rocket Power, loved.
Yes, Rocket Power was the shit.
Remember
Dexter's Laboratory, though, was Cartoon Network.
I love Dexter's Laboratory. Totally.
Same
with
like
that.
Angry Beavers.
Nickelodeon.
Oh yeah, that was Nickelodeon. Yeah.
Doug was Nickelodeon. I think I was more of a Nickelodeon.
No,
guy.
Doug was Disney.
No.
Doug was Disney, I swear.
Because
I didn't really watch Doug.
Luckily I can look it up with my iPad right here. I swear it's Nickelodeon, dude. I swear. I would try to bet.
I think it's Disney.
$5. Do, 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 do.
That's the sound of $5 going into my Venmo. Do, 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 do. Send it over.
Well, that I didn't see yet. So stressful. Original Network Nickelodeon seasons 1 through 4. ABC seasons 5 through 7.
Where's it end up?
Where's my Venmo?
Where did it end up?
Where did it start, though?
You just said what it was on, so you're technically both right. So, null and void.
You still owe me 75 cents from nachos from 7 years ago.
And if you ain't got that, then you ain't getting this. Okay, so I pulled up Cartoon Network Fairy in Godparents. The 90s.
Fairy Godparents. That's another one of my favorites. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Go on.
So good. So I pulled up Cartoon Network in the 90s.
Okay.
And some of these I have no idea. Cartoon Network was like the more anime ones, like Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
But Animaniacs.
Yeah, I watched that.
Dexter's Laboratory.
I watched that.
What are you doing in my laboratory?
Stupid sister.
Cow and Chicken.
I watched that. My dad and I watched that, actually.
Oh, Sailor Moon. Love me some Captain Planet. Courage the Cowardly Dog. That show.
Hell yeah.
Loved that show. Fucked me up, but loved that show.
Yeah.
Johnny Bravo, loved that show. I still have this distinct memory of watching the episode where he was vacuuming, and it still stuck with me when I was growing up as a kid about the vacuum cord, because he was vacuuming like an idiot, and his mom like called out, "Watch out for the vacuum cord," and he like tripped over it and fell down the stairs and like broke his hair.
Oh, so you always took care.
Yeah. Okay, and then some other ones before we move on to Nickelodeon. We had Pinky and the Brain, Ren and Stimpy.
Watched it.
Rocko's Modern Life.
Watched it.
Powerpuff Girls, Ed, and Eddy. Yes.
Yeah.
A lot of these I have no idea. Cat Dog. Oh, My Life as a Teenage
Jimmy
Robot.
Jimmy Neutron. Oh, yeah, I like that one, too.
Jimmy Neutron was Nickelodeon.
I was just listening. I'm sorry.
I know. It's okay. Jesus. But then My Life as a Teenage Robot.
You were the fucking Cartoon Network. Fucking please. Okay.
But then let's do Nickelodeon.
Okay.
Nickelodeon cartoons, 90s. This is, I think, what we all, like, were around more. God, there's so, like, I type in Nickelodeon cartoons from the 90s, and there's, like, all of these, like, sections of it by categories.
Wow.
Okay. Wild Thornberries.
Watched it.
Love that. Angry Beavers.
I love Debbie. Watch that.
SpongeBob SquarePants, of course.
Duh.
Cat Dog. Yep. Wait, all of these are on both. Why are they all showing up? Wait.
So where's my $5?
What is going on?
What?
Here we go. I don't know what's going on. This list was... All right, let's go to this one. What?
What?
Where is this list of the Nickelodeon shows? Hey Arnold.
Loved it.
Angry Beavers.
Mm-hmm.
Rocket Power. Boogity, boogity, boogity.
That show Amazing. Was dope.
Dude, I loved Rocket Power.
What happened to their mom? Did they ever explain that?
I don't think so.
They never said if she died or left?
No, I think they just like left it like that.
That's mysterious, Rocket Power.
It is. Did you ever watch also Real Monsters?
Yeah, that was kind of fucked up too sometimes.
Yeah, that was. I think it prepared us though for Invader Zim.
I love Invader Zim.
And then we've got...
Do you not?
No, I love... Remember we watched it together? I love Invader Zim.
Brooke and I would always watch that together. It's so good.
It's so good.
Stacy,
what?
Flashback to remember when we watched the Invader Zim movie on Netflix?
Yes.
And then just stopped watching it? We were done.
Yeah, we were in our own world at that point in time.
Oh, yeah.
Hondo P. But, like, nothing beats, I think also, too, like, nothing beats old Invader Zim. That was a cartoon. It was so good.
Yeah, I miss it a little bit.
So good. Gosh, there's so many shows. Oh, my gosh. Do you remember that show, Angela Anaconda?
Oh, it sounds so familiar. That weird, like,
paper one.
Oh, yeah, that was creepy. But I thought, then, are we doing, is that a cartoon?
Yeah, I guess it would be.
Wait, what about, like, Brace Face, my life is complicated, boyfriend.
Yes!
Don't want to talk about it, teenage.
Sometimes, and she had all, like,
the braces stuck in my with, head.
With the power, with, like, zap things.
Yeah.
Her braces or what about powers.
As
Told by Ginger.
Someone once told me the grass is never greener. On the other side.
Yes! I feel like you would be that one blonde bitch with the purple eyeshadow.
Courtney, the, like, the popular fucking one. See you next Tuesday, bitch. No, I want to be her best friend who voiced Susie in the Rugrats.
Oh, yes!
No, I love that show. Or I want to be Ginger's friend, the one who kind of looks like a mole with the glasses. She's the teeth. I love her.
Like her. Yes. Okay, so also I feel like a big part, too, not only was... Now.
Okay.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Was not even, like, the 90s shows, I think, too. I think we have to dive into the 2000s shows,
mm-hmm.
You know?
To, like, see where we taper off.
Yeah, obviously Fairly Odd Parents.
One of my favorites.
And then Jimmy Neutron.
Another one of my favorites.
Pretty good. What are some of the other animated ones from the 2000s? Danny fucking Phantom.
Danny Phantom. So when you were that age and you saw his friend, the gothic one, were you, like, sexually confused? Oh,
in love. I was like, I'm gay.
You knew.
I loved her so much. I thought she was so cool.
Yeah, that's a good character.
Okay. Some of these other ones are, like, younger kid ones. Gosh, let's type in Nickelodeon shows 2000s and let's see what we get now that were animated.
Oh,
what about what show am I thinking about? Goodness gracious, I just had it and it's gone. Did you ever watch Pepper Ann?
It doesn't sound that familiar.
Gosh, I feel like that show was like a fever dream. Pepper Ann. Gosh.
Are you okay?
God, so good. Okay, so obviously, such a good list of all of these. Would you say, like, though, your top? What was, like, your top when you were younger? Your top cartoon when you were younger and then as you got older?
When I was, like, okay, well, earliest, like, age, like, when I was, like, 3, I, like, loved Barney, but that wasn't really, like, cartoony, but
mm-hmm.
I loved Barney. And then when I was more of a toddler, like, it was more, like, Rugrats and stuff. That was, like, my go-to.
Okay.
And then Fairly Odd Parents was Nickelodeon, for sure. I don't know.
Got it.
Cat Dog, SpongeBob, that era, like, that was my, like, Fortnite.
Okay.
What about you?
Yeah, I would say younger Powerpuff Girls, all of that style. But then I liked Fairly Odd Parents.
Yes.
Fairly Odd Parents. I thought that was one of the best ones.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
I wasn't a big Rugrats fan.
Why?
I don't know. I don't like babies. And then me watching babies on TV, I was like, why? What's the appeal?
Like, this is too realism for me.
Well, what's the whole, like, the theory behind it that they're all dead anyway?
Okay.
And that, like, Stu is going crazy because right, he's stillborn, and, like, Chucky's mom's never there because she died, and so did Chucky in a car accident. Like, Phil and Lil are technically the same kid. Like,
oh my goodness.
It's all in Angelica's mind.
I love Angelica. Cynthia, she's a really cool dancer. Cynthia, which is a goof now.
All right, well, I found some, you know, good old BuzzFeed articles.
Yeah.
And I think these will also show us some, like, ones that, well, first off, here's a list of 21 cartoons everyone is obsessed with. And I think we could go, like, did we like it? Do we not even know what it is? Or, like, was it bad? Like, we can okay. give it a good rating, right?
Okay.
Just to see. Because this first one, I have no idea what this show is.
What is that?
The first one on this list for 21 cartoons that make 90s kids say, oh my god, I love that, Samurai Pizza Cats.
Doesn't sound familiar.
Does not sound familiar.
No comment.
And anyways, number two, Pokemon.
Oh, that was another one of my favorites and continues to the day. I will randomly put on Netflix, like, a season of Pokemon and watch a few episodes. I love it.
Really?
Yeah, went back.
I never really watched that.
I love it. When Becca and I went to Target on Saturday, we, like, separated for a little bit, and then we kind of crossed paths by, like, the frozen foods, and she got this thing out of the freezer, and it was, like, a box of pre-made, like, Pokemon cookies to put in the oven.
Nice.
And she was like, I'm getting these for you, because I love Pokemon. And I was like, oh, thank you.
You love Pokemon.
I do. So, okay, that's one of my favorites. It's up there okay. for me.
Because also, too, it's like, we also had to remember there was also, like, the PBS cartoons, like, Dragon Tales and shit like that was on there.
Did you watch Cyber Chase?
Yes, I loved Cyber Chase.
See, that just means we're fucking intellectuals and smarter than everyone.
It is. And then also, like, all of, what was another show on PBS? It's probably going to be on this list. But Arthur. Number three was Sailor Moon.
I didn't really watch.
Okay. Four, Street Sharks. Doesn't I know of it, but familiar. I've never watched it. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but they're sharks. It's basically Maui when he's like, oh, I got a shark head and, like, human legs.
Sounds actually terrifying.
Yeah. Gargoyles.
Nope, never heard of it.
I remember that show. I never really watched it, but I saw it every now and then on Saturday morning cartoons. This one I've never heard of, Beast Wars Transformers.
No, what are kids watching?
And this is the comment. It was Transformers, except every one of the cars, they were all animals. And Optimus Primal made everyone cry.
Oh, animals.
Here's one. The Magic School Bus.
Loved it. Girl, so that's good. A booty hole.
Girl, that's a booty hole. Captain Planet and the Planeteers.
Yeah, that's older.
Yeah, and then the Powerpuff Girls, Rugrats, Perfect. Arthur.
Yeah, I love Arthur.
Doug.
Yeah.
And then Real Monsters.
Yeah.
Rocko's Modern Life.
Loved it.
Rocket Power. Hey Arnold, Recess. And then they have Beavis and Butthead on here.
Oh, that's an older one, too. Wasn't that more late 80s, or was it early 90s? It must have been early 90s.
I think it had to have been early 90s.
Yeah.
Ren and Stimpy.
Ren and Stimpy got raunchy.
It did. I feel like Rocko's Modern Life was, like, was the kids' version of Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah. That's a good analogy. I could get behind that.
Thank you. And then also there's Daria and then South Park. I never really was able to watch South Park as a kid.
I love South Park.
All right. Now here's the big one. It says, who had better TV shows, Cartoon Network or Nickelodeon? So here we go. We're going to figure it out right here and now. So pause. Let us know your predictions. In your opinion, who had the better shows, Nickelodeon or Cartoon Network, Keith?
Am I supposed to say it out loud?
Yes.
Nickelodeon.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go Nickelodeon as well. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
First one. It's tough. It's tough already. We got Dexter's Laboratory and Jimmy Neutron.
Oh, wow. That is I know. Difficult. Oh, no. Everyone play along. What would you pick?
What would you pick?
Oh, I love them both for different reasons, though.
Right?
Damn. Mm.
Gotta pick one.
Dexter.
Okay, I was going to say Dexter, too. Dexter's Laboratory, 52%.
Wow, that's close.
All right. Teen Titans or Avatar The Last Airbender?
I never really watched either, but I bet Avatar's going to win that.
Okay. But what do you think?
Probably Avatar.
Okay, I'm going to do Teen Titans. So which one are we going to select here?
Avatar, because I think that's going to win.
Yeah, 57. Mm-hmm. All right, now here we go. Powerpuff Girls or Fairly Odd Parents?
You're going to say Powerpuff Girls, so that's fine.
I'm actually going to go with Fairly Odd Parents.
I thought you said Powerpuff Girls was your favorite.
When I was younger, and then, like, as I got older, I watched more Fairly Odd Parents than I did Powerpuff Girls.
Okay.
And what would I watch now? Fairly Odd Parents.
Yeah.
All right. Johnny Bravo or Rocket Power?
I don't know.
I'm going to say Rocket Power.
Yeah, it's probably Rocket Power.
All right, here you go. Ed, Edd n Eddy or Rugrats?
Rugrats for me.
I would pick Ed, Edd n Eddy.
Okay.
And we're going to go with Ed, Edd n Eddy because we went with Avatar last time. We came a split. Oh, that was 30-70. 70% Rugrats, 30% Ed, Edd n Eddy.
Told you.
Oh, now this one's going to be tough. Courage the Cowardly Dog or Invader Zim?
Oh my gosh. I don't like Invader Zim is just like such a good classic to me, but there's so many good Courage episodes. I know.
I would say I've watched more Courage than Invader Zim, even though I love them both.
Yeah, I think Courage is probably going to win.
Okay. And Courage won 84% to 16.
Yep, there you go.
Now here we go. Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy or Danny Phantom?
I love Grim Adventures more.
So do I. Oh, and that was 38%.
What was Grim Adventures was?
Yeah.
What was the other one?
Danny Phantom had 62%.
Oh, whatever. It's a bunch of horny loser teenage girls.
Dude. Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy is still one of my favorites.
It's so good.
It's so good.
You are like grim all right. Sometimes, I'm not going to lie.
Hundo P. That's its exercise 10-4. Good buddy. All cool. Right. Codename Kids Next Door or SpongeBob SquarePants? SpongeBob SquarePants. Oh my God. How did I forget about this fucking show? Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends.
Oh, yeah.
I was obsessed with that show. And Cheese, the fucked up guy who drank chocolate milk.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Yes, dude. I loved that show.
I forgot about
it. And it's that or Chalk Zone.
I love Chalk Zone. I forgot about it.
I'm going to go with Foster.
Okay.
Okay. And Foster's one was 77%.
Damn.
All right. And now this one, Total Drama Island or My Life as a Teenage Robot. I'm going to say Life as a Teenage Robot.
I don't even know the other one.
Yeah. It's like basically an animated reality show. But it's not.
Okay.
So we're going to go with Life as a Teenage Robot. But that lost. So now Ben 10 or Hey Arnold?
Hey Arnold.
See, I was a Ben 10.
I don't even know the plot.
Oh, he's got like a thing on his wrist and he can turn into an alien.
Like carpal tunnel.
And he fights aliens. Like carpal tunnel. Okay, we'll go with Arnold for you. 65 to 35. Now here we go. Camp Lazlo.
You just skim over my wins, but love to rub in your wins.
Camp Lazlo or Cat Dog? cat dog. All right. Samurai Jack or Wild Thornberry?
Wild Thornberries.
Wild Thornberries. Okay. So I think Nickelodeon took that one. Let me count them up. We had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 out of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 out of 11.
Wow.
Nickelodeon.
Yeah, it won.
It won.
We knew it.
So, do you watch any cartoons nowadays? Like, do you have any that are, like, staples?
Pokemon. Sometimes. Yeah. I watch SpongeBob with my dad.
Oh, I love that.
And then, like, movie-wise, I watch Frozen and Trolls with my niece. Watch a lot of Trolls. Love. My mom watched it for the first time. She liked it.
I was going to say, what was Kathy's review?
She enjoyed it. She thought it was cute.
All right. All right. Poppy lives another day.
This is Poppy.
I still watch, of course, like the adult cartoons, like Rick and Morty. Yeah. I think that one's great. Oh,
I love adult cartoons.
But like also love She-Ra and the Princesses of Power. I'm just going to call that one out real quick.
Hi.
It's a Netflix.
I don't think I watched it.
I think it's great because it's totally like a meant to be a kid's one, but it's so good. It's like reminds me of like Steven Universe a little bit. I love Steven Universe.
Okay. Oh, so is Brooke. Oh my god.
Steven Universe is so good. It just is smart. It's well put together. It's got a lot of queerness in it that's good and normalized but also celebrated.
Nice.
And it's just so great.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I would say Steven Universe and then She-Ra. She-Ra and the Princesses of Power. You should check it out because She-Ra is like a reinvented one of the 80s cartoon. Yeah. And it's pretty good. Allie and AJ, I think Allie Machaca is the voice of the villain in the show.
Makes sense.
So, yeah. But what?
Cool.
You also watch, what adult ones do you watch?
Family Guy, cartoons? Which you don't like, but I love it. Family Guy, The Simpsons, South Park.
Oh, yeah.
Drawn Together. Oh, my God. Talk about problematic. Yeah, so
talk about problematic. What's your line that Foxy always says or something?
She says, I never met anybody that didn't want to hug Foxy, except maybe Papa. I'm like, oh no.
Oh no.
Oh my gosh. Oh. Well, we brought up a lot of nostalgia today. I forgot about a good amount of those shows.
I know, me too. I kind of want to, like, I wish we could rewatch them.
There's a lot. You'd be surprised at how much there's on Hulu, actually. There's a lot of old cartoons on it.
I'll have to check it
out. Yeah, legit.
I'm craving some of it.
I know, right? Just to have something on, like, light in the background, you know?
Yeah, take a walk down memory
lane. Yeah, just like a little stroll. Not too fast, just, you know, just a little trot.
Just right. You know, I want to dance to, like, Icky Vicky.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Vicky, you're so icky. You're so sick, yeah. It's Skylark. We all had a crush on him.
I didn't.
What, you liked Vicky?
No, Vicky was gross. I like Trixie.
The blonde? Or no, the black-haired one?
Yeah, the one that Jimmy Turner loved.
I love when she rips the picture of the blonde girl in half. And she, like, feels it. Miles away. What was her friend's name? The blonde one.
Trixie and Mixie? It rhymed.
I'm going to look it up really quick. But that was one of my favorite Yeah, Nickelodeon ones for sure, because it had a lot of my humor. Brooke and I watched it together.
Yeah. God, so good.
What about you? Are there any modern cartoons? Well, you know, cartoons you're watching?
Not Family Guy. No, what? I watch She-Ra would be. I said not Family Guy. Oh, I wish I liked Family Guy. I used to like American Dad.
I like American Dad too.
But in terms of like adult cartoons, Rick and Morty is hands down like my top, followed by Bob's Burgers.
Oh yeah.
And then Archer.
I never really watched
it. I think Archer's flipping hilarious. It's so good.
Did we talk about BoJack before?
I don't know if we ever had. I've never seen it.
Wait, Vicky, I'm looking up. Oh, Trixie. Catch me almost 30 years old on fairyoddparents.fandom.com.
Oh.
I'm not lying. So, that was our cartoon episode. Ladies and gents.
What's her name?
Veronica.
Wait, and Trixie is the friend?
No, Trixie is the black-haired girl, and Veronica's the blonde cheerleader.
Ah.
Although she's described as less popular and pretty than Trixie.
What?
Yeah, no one liked her.
Prettier than Trixie? No,
less popular and pretty than Trixie.
Oh, yeah, Hundo P.
Trixie.
Hundo P.
Good show. Well, so thanks good. For tuning in to episode 2 of Two Hoots on a Two Hoots Day.
I hope you had too much fun.
I hope you had two hoots fun and then some.
You want to try that again?
No. I said what I said.
I said what I said.
Standing by it, maybe 24/7.
You did what needed to be done.
Exactly. It happened.
There you
boo. All right. And keep in touch.
Keep in touch.
Keep in touch. I'll talk to you later.
Keep in touch. Keep in touch.
Keep in touch. Sounds good.
Keep in touch.
You as well. All right. Keep in touch. Bye.
Keep in touch. Bye.